Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, InfoWars Nightly News news director Rob Dew and InfoWars Nightly News anchor David Knight will be joining me in studio. There is an attempt to shut down a large venue that we reach. Let's be conservative. I say we reach 20 million people a week. It's way more than that. On AM and FM, YouTube, and hundreds of other platforms, Boxy, Roku, Global Shortwave, the list goes on and on. But YouTube is 10% of that. And we get 5, 6, 7, 8 million views a week just on our one channel, altogether more than 10 million views a week. So see, I'm being very conservative when I say 20 million listeners or viewers a week, because just on YouTube, just on our channels, it's 10 million. Our big channel has 474 million views. You add our other channels together, it's over 600 million. You add other channels that aren't ours together, it's over a billion. A billion views just since 2008. And when I got the Pennsylvania newspaper to do a retraction on a hit piece claiming that one of my listeners killed three cops, when the guy was actually after me saying he wanted to get me. That's what was actually on his computer. He'd actually made threats towards us via his handle. When I forced a retraction in that a major newspaper, Pittsburgh, we showed the article on screen and they did a copyright claim. Well, folks, I know copyright law, but any idiot knows you can show newspapers on television. You can show short clips of films to analyze them. You can show commercials and analyze them. It's total fair use. It's completely frivolous. And I had to go fight that and had to threaten lawsuits, you name it. Well, now the so-called Sandy Hook defender crusaders have gone in and done a copyright claim off of showing BBC news articles where in Pakistan they clearly hold up the image of supposedly dead terror victims, and in there is the photo of one of the Sandy Hook dead. And so people reporting on it, we reported on the report. So our report is a derivative report of somebody else's report, totally protected up one side and down the other. And they went in here, the Honor Network, Larry Posner, who reportedly lost his son at Sandy Hook. And then he says a Fox News claim. So it appears to be a completely fraudulent claim. Maybe someone posing as Lenny Posner did this as well. We could have posers of Posners. But they go on to say Fox News, they claim, is the video that's a violation. There is no Fox News video. It is a news article with David Knight talking about it. We're putting it on screen right now. Imagine. And this group's reportedly trying to also copyright people's names. Well, you can do that, but you can only copyright it if someone's trying to use a name for sale of something. Like if we wanted to use an image of his son to sell milk or something, we couldn't do that. But we're showing it in news, First Amendment protected, and we can say his son's name, we can say his name, and we're not the people calling these families up. I was criticized early on for saying, no, I think Sandy Hook probably happened, but I think that they had a lot of PR people there. We didn't get the full story. And then now all these experts have come out and really shown that it's even worse than we thought. Certainly there's a cover-up. And we've had different investigators who get visited by the feds and others and threaten to stop investigating. So this is how they plan to take down the internet with all these fake applications of copyright law, and we're not going to take it. I mean, I'll go to court. I'll file lawsuits, whatever. Anybody tries to shut down my free speech, you better get ready for a fight. Like I always say, I'm not looking for a fight, but you come up and legally punch me in the nose, you're going to get it back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide. I had intended to cover economic and geopolitical and socioeconomic, cultural news today. There's a lot of it, and not having a guest, but now InfoWars.com and our entire media operation and your First Amendment, my First Amendment, is under massive attack. And the attack we're seeing is the profile of censorship in the 21st century. So we're going to be breaking down an attempt to ban InfoWars and this news program from the internet. And if these type of novel legal claims are successful, no one has free speech, including the right to speak, period. You've all heard about corporations like McDonald's and others that have sued the McDonald's family that has owned a tavern and castle for over 800 years in Scotland. They don't care that they lost the lawsuit. It's meant as a form of harassment. And you've all heard about corporations trying to copyright names where people can't speak them. Well, the courts have held that you can't do that. Disney and others have tried it. But they continue these activities. And this is under SOPA and CISPA and all these other systems, what they're trying to bring into place. So I'm going to get into all of this important news. We're going to get into Brian Williams and the another key signpost on the death of the dinosaur media. We're going to be getting to that as well here today. We're going to get into an article out of the New American Magazine that I tend to agree with. Net neutrality is a Trojan horse virus infecting the Internet. In this case, the antidote is worse than the poison. And see, things are subtle. Things are complex. I'm for net neutrality as it's been known, but now the FCC and others, as I've been warning, because I actually read what they've been putting out, want to take control of the Internet and start regulating it in the name of protecting it. So we're going to be breaking that down. It's where they play these games with definitions. Here's another issue when it comes to free speech. It's out of Tech Dirt. Police officers can sue newspaper for publishing descriptive info, raising serious First Amendment issues. It seems likely this particular ruling is now likely to be cited against reporters quite a lot out of the Ninth Circuit Court. Very, very scary stuff. And we're not anti-police, but we have a right to film the police as long as we don't interfere with their activities. And we have a right to publish names of police. You're not secret agents. And you see Obama persecuting whistleblowers and reporters at every level. This is part of a reign of terror on free speech. And police want access to their First Amendment just like the general public does. We're all in this together. So it's a very dangerous trend. And at InfoWars, we try to post articles about positive things police are doing. Those articles really don't get read very much. And that's because the public has turned against the police in many areas of the country. And again, that's a complex globalist operation as well, a dialectic. I mean, we got two articles a day. We've got to report on this stuff when it's so brazen, so out of control. Indiana man visits family in Alabama. Cops paralyze him for walking around neighborhood. Here's another article. I guess Steve Watson's on the cop beat right now. He's been writing some positive articles as well. But cop shoots child for standing next to another child holding a toy gun. Yesterday, there was a video of unarmed little kid up on a balcony, and the cop just pulls a gun on him and shoots him. So, I mean, you don't need to hire police officers with these psychological profiles that they're scared of their own shadow and are trained to be basically gunfighters who instinctively shoot. That might be great in a firefight with other, quote, professionals, but against the general public, it's just going to cause carnage, and it's going to stimulate a lot of hatred towards the police. And the social engineers knew when they brought all this training in that it was going to cause a civil war, basically, a slow burn civil war in this country. But I'm already digressing into one of the things that really upsets me and really, really worries me. But that's coming up. There is a bunch of news. Obama and Congress exploit a death to push for war in Syria and Iraq. We also have Obama trying to get a blank check war authorization, obviously, the last few days. And Ron Paul has come out and said that Obama's force authorization is a blank check for worldwide war. It's beyond the War Powers Act. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier, the amount of dictatorial power this president's getting on open borders, on energy, on the Second Amendment, on defense. But the Republicans are going along with it because the same special interests that fund the Republican rhino leadership, the same people that wrote Obamacare, this is what they want. So Obama just puts a liberal candy-coating front on it. He's also part African, so they can make it all about race, everything he's doing, when he's really bringing in global policies that massively increase taxes on Africans, cut off real aid, and is just absolutely destroying Africa right now. And as a lot of our experts said before Obama got in, and as we break down an Obama deception, that Obama would basically invade Africa by employing and exporting radical Islamicists, importing them into the country, into the different nations. And you watch Obama deception with, you know, 40-something million views on YouTube, almost 15 million just on one video alone. There's a bunch of versions. before Google Video took it down. They just got rid of Google Video, and we could get into the account and see it. It had another 20 million views on Google Video. I mean, that's a film that's been seen 60 million times on Google platforms alone. That just shows the power of the people, and that shows why they're trying to censor us. And that brings me into this topic that we will then recess on until the bottom of the next hour, when Rob Dew, InfoWars Nightly News director, and David Knight, InfoWars Nightly News co-anchor with Jakari and Leanne and others, he's going to be in here. They're going to be in here breaking down this. But let me just cover this right now. And just yesterday, I was talking about how we had almost 500 million views on one channel, the Alex Jones channel, since it was set up in February 11th, 2008. I was mentioning it was my birthday yesterday, and then a fan had set it up for my birthday without me knowing years ago, Dave Thomas. So I mentioned they really want to shut this down. They're really trying. And I want to show TV viewers, I'll describe it for radio listeners, this copyright notification that, if successful, will take down the channel. And already we're not able to upload over 15-minute videos and are in what they call probation, guilty until proven innocent right now. And again, if they can do this to us, they can do it to anybody. And we're going to give you the name of the video as well that they are trying to censor. Mystery Sandy Hook victim dies again in Pakistan. And I'm going to show you some of these photos from the BBC of people in Pakistan holding up photos of children they say were killed by terrorists. And it is one of the Sandy Hook victims. So we just said, man, what's going on in Pakistan? What are they faking? Well, the answer to that was the HONR, or Honor Network, Lenny Posner, who reportedly lost his son there, came in and filed a copyright claim on us showing a BBC News article. You can't do that. For those that don't know how copyright works, I could show a clip off the news if I was analyzing it in commentary, but I could certainly show newspapers all day long. I've been doing this for 20 years. I took RTF. That was the first thing they taught us. I've had to sit in on lawyer meetings. I've been involved in lawsuits that we've won dealing with this, and I've countersued people. It's all on record. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about on defamation. Knock on wood, we've never had that problem. Other people have and have settled with us out of court twice. So I know of what I speak. And you can't go to somebody's YouTube channel and say they showed a news article from the BBC and then say that you can't show that because someone in Pakistan was holding up a photo of your son who reportedly died at Sandy Hook, and they're saying that the same person died in a terror attack in Pakistan. Obviously, we've got to investigate this, just like we investigated Brian Williams and his claims. So, we're sorry for everybody's losses, whatever. We're investigating this, though, because we live in a system where the media exploits things and twists things. Paul Watson thinks the official story of Sandy Hook is true. He's my chief reporter. And we get major heat from the folks that think Sandy Hook was totally staged, saying, why aren't you on the same page? Because we're investigating. I think there's some cover-ups there. I know they're using blue screens. I've seen the footage of people going in and out in circles in the building. It doesn't look right. It doesn't pass the smell test. Now, there are literally hundreds of smoking guns here that this thing doesn't add up. Now, this group, and we're going to skip this network break because this is so important, because there won't be a show if stuff like this is successful. I mean, this is an attack on everybody's free speech. This group, and I'm going to, again, show TV viewers, radio listeners, you can go to InfoWars.com, type in the search engine, mystery, Sandy Hook victim dies again, and see our screenshots of the BBC articles and others that show Mr. Posner's son that they're saying was a child killed in a terror attack a few months ago in Pakistan. This is January 2nd, 2015 article. And it goes on to say, among the alleged victims of the terror attack in Pakistan is the face of Noah Posner, one of the children supposedly killed in the December 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. And then it goes through to indeed show his picture. And again, this is from the BBC, and we have the screenshot of them showing this, and we show two other news sources, here's BBC News World, and it shows again his photo there. I mean, who wouldn't point this out? I mean, is the Pakistan bombing fake? I mean, one of these two is fake. So the answer here is when top school safety experts that teach at a national level go and investigate, these people have been on the show, the feds and police show up at their house and threaten them to shut up and to stop investigating. They've sealed all the cases. They've torn down the school. So we're not, I mean, I just want to tell this network of people something. I'll have to go to Sandy Hook. I'll have to get involved if, I mean, you're just stirring up a hornet's nest here, because my reporters just reported on this because it's a bizarre anomaly and needs to be looked into. And now you're claiming that I violated copyright by showing screenshots of BBC News reports showing your son's photo being promoted as a victim of a terror attack in Pakistan. We have a long history of government staging things that don't even happen. There are hundreds of false flags that are declassified. So it's normal to question Hillary when she says that she was shot at in Bosnia and then there's footage of it not happening. It's normal to question Brian Williams. It's normal to question Obama and to say, hey, there's death panels in this, and hey, you know, they got caught shipping guns into Mexico that killed thousands and killed dozens here, to blame the Second Amendment, and it came out in memos that it was to blame the Second Amendment on CBS News. So in this type of environment, where Cy Hirsch has the headline, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, the entire bin Laden story of his death is not true. He said 100% not true. People say, well, then what, you know, what really happened? Well, we don't know, but the official story is not true. They didn't bury him at sea. The sailors are on record that there was no ceremony. They admitted that didn't happen. There was no Situation Room video feed. They blew up the Navy SEALs on the ground, got rid of the ones they couldn't get rid of a month later, blew them up. I've had the Navy SEAL families on. I've talked to the Navy SEALs. I was the first to break it. I mean, we are just investigating a system that lies almost all the time. How do you know they're lying? Their lips are moving. And so I early on said, I can't believe that they would stage this. I'm sure they killed real children. You know, there are crazy people out there. And another Prozac head. And then I got attacked by people that don't believe anything the system says. And quite frankly, I can't blame them. But that's not the issue. Whether you think Sandy Hook smells or you don't, whether you're Rob Dew that thinks it's totally fake, or whether you're Paul Watson that thinks the story's true, these are both legitimate men who are smart who disagree in my operation. I still don't know exactly what happened. I mean, I knew 14 years ago that Saudi Arabia quarterbacked 9/11 because I interviewed the head of the visa section at the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. I talked to scores of experts. I read Colonel Schaefer in the San Francisco Chronicle saying they were ordered to stand down. I talked to CFR people that said it was all staged and he was already dead. And then here we are 14 years later, and they say there's 28 pages that says exactly that and that they're going to declassify it. I mean, I was proven right again. I don't know the whole story. I just know we're being lied to. It's like a police investigation. When you show up and you say, is there anything going on? You know, anything in that back bedroom where you just heard some noises? No. You go on there and there's a woman tied up. Now, I don't know exactly how she got tied up or why she's got cuts all over, but I think the guy that came to the front door who said nothing was going on when the neighbors reported hearing somebody screaming, I think he's lying. Do I know the whole story? No, I don't know the whole story. But am I being lied to? Absolutely, I'm being lied to. Absolutely. And then my reporters simply say, look, here's the BBC and the London Telegraph and the Pakistani TV all showing this guy's reportedly dead son. May he rest in peace. We're sorry for that. And then this group comes and says that we violated their copyright and then claim Fox News. So they're using a Fox News ID to trigger the suspension of the Alex Jones channel, that if they're successful, they will shut down videos, thousands of videos and reports, and millions of dollars of work. In fact, let's go to the About page on the Alex Jones channel, one of many channels we have. And by the way, they're all linked together, so they take one down, they take them all down. Paul Watson's with 30-something million, another with 40-something million, another with 100 million, another with 475 million. And these videos continue to grow. So there's about a million subscribers, 950,000 plus subscribers on this one channel, 474 million. And let's see how many videos. Let's back out on that. It should show the number of videos that we have on the channel. It used to. I guess they're removing that stuff. There are thousands of videos on that channel. Incredible work. Films. You name it. Things we've risked our lives to bring you. I mean, the incredible Bundy Ranch Fed stand down. Interviews with world leaders. Exclusive after exclusive after exclusive. And they want to come by and say that I'm a thief, that I've stolen their copyright, when it's us reporting on the news showing the image of people holding up his son's picture in Pakistan saying he was killed by Al-Qaeda terrorists. Now, if that isn't something that, this would be like Brian Williams saying, I'm going to sue NBC because they're showing my picture. Or if we showed Brian Williams' picture and said, here is a known liar, and then, oh, our website shut down, we showed Brian Williams. You understand, folks? This is how they're applying it. Now, the only time you could do this is if I had a photo of his son and was using it for fundraising. Or if I had a photo of his poor son and I was selling tennis shoes with him as a spokesman. You can't do that for commercial purposes. But we're not in entertainment. This is not a entertainment venue. This is a hardcore news venue completely protected under the First Amendment. And they know that. They know that. And this is the whole way under SOPA and CISPA globally, where you get three claims, just like the Google model, on by any company or individual that your website, your profile, your information violates their copyright or is hurtful to them under political correctness and so-called hate laws, no judge, no jury, you are banned from the Internet with a new global Internet ID number. The keyboards are coming out with this, the thumbprinting, you get into your iPhone, the Internet kill switches, cell phone kill switches, it's all being announced. I told you about it 15 years ago. They're now telling you because they're getting ready to go operational and use it. England announced they're going to take control of the cars by remote control. If quote, your car is in danger. Oh, the robot's already in there. It's going to drive to keep you safe. The government literally activating the hacking boxes in the cars and rolling it out like it's a public service. And this is how they plan to kill free speech. Take Drudge Report. Drudge Report before has linked to a newspaper article sending them massive traffic at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. This happened 5 years ago. Sending millions of visitors to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal used a cutout company to sue Drudge and over 400 other groups, including us, claiming that even linking to someone is copyright infringement when you're sending them a million-plus visitors. Of course, that ended up getting defeated, and the group involved with that basically got plucked. You can look into the whole Right Haven case if you want to see what happened with that. But I've been down these roads, folks. I know what I'm talking about. And they think because they can hold out some little kids and say, we're shutting people's websites down because they're belittling the memory of these children. No, we're not. But even if we were, you couldn't violate our First Amendment because that's what it's there for. And if you take our rights, you take everybody's rights. I don't like what the Ku Klux Klan has to say. I don't like what the New Black Panther Party has to say. But you know what? They got a right to say it. Well, guess what? We didn't say that your son didn't die there. We said, boy, why is this photo being shown at all these different rallies and all over the news as one of the dead? This is bizarre in Pakistan. And the response is to go in here and try to shut down our YouTube channels that continue to rack up over 10 million viewers a week. That's incredible. So, look, I have no other choice but to get the lawyers going here and go toe-to-toe. Because you're not going to run over our First Amendment. You understand that? You're not going to sacrifice our freedom.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I don't want to be in your London doctor. I don't want to be in your British hill.
I don't want to be in your British hill.
Ain't no mystery. Why I'm in misery.
Hard to shut that voice down, huh? Fiddling in my collar all day.
They'd like to lock us up.
Lock us up.
Put us in the pretty pins.
Kind of improvising there. All right, I'm going to stop butchering this Misfits song, ladies and gentlemen. The First Amendment is there for everybody. It's there across the board. And there are similar laws in supposedly other free societies in Europe and other areas. But this reign of terror that's going on across the internet, misapplying copyright laws and saying that people can't videotape the police in public, or that you can't stand in front of a McDonald's or in front of another franchise and talk about them. Enron, back when they were going down in Houston with our reporters, but also with others, would say, you can't stand on the other side of the street and show our logo. It's copyright. And they would have security guards come over to us. We've got video of this. Kevin Booth has it. We've played it many years ago. We can probably find it. And they just say, you can't videotape here. This is our logo. And we're like, excuse us? The Federal Reserve. Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson wanted to get a faraway shot at about a half mile away at the World War I Memorial in Kansas City of the Federal Reserve Bank there. And here come armed security guards saying, turn your camera off and get out of here. You're basically violating our rights by videotaping our building. We own that building. You can't videotape it. In fact, there have been federal cases where the NSA would tell people they couldn't sit a half mile away and get a shot of Fort Meade. We've had our reporters in San Antonio told in a Walmart parking lot, as it was Jakari Jackson, that he couldn't videotape the new NSA facility, as if it was a security risk, as if anybody couldn't go show that. This is an attempt to tell us that there's no free speech. And it's a big deal. And if we stop making it a big deal when this type of stuff happens, then we're going to lose all of our basic freedoms. If you're a TV viewer, we're actually showing our footage of where they were shooting the World War I Memorial. The Federal Reserve is down the street, and the armed security guards, look at that, half mile away, show up and say, give us your ID. And I've told the guys not to be confrontational, so they go ahead and give them their ID. And they say, well, we're going to tell you to go, we're going to arrest you. And they start putting their hands on their guns. So our guys just left and let them violate the First Amendment. Then when the Kansas City Star called up the Federal Reserve, they said it wasn't real and it never happened. And then, of course, there's the First Amendment. So this is the type of stuff that goes on. This is the type of stuff that happens. And if you don't get really upset about it and you don't take action, there's another article out today where they're in the news saying the FCC and Congress are going to have hearings on censoring the Drudge Report and saying that his view on Obamacare or guns, that by linking the news articles, both pro and con, that it's political speech and that that can be regulated as if it's campaign finance. So they can lock Matt Drudge up or Alex Jones up like they did Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh D'Souza got 9 months in a group home minimum security facility for getting five friends to give donations to his friend running for Senate. Talk about having dirt under your fingernails and going to prison while the government burns down the country, while the criminals running it loot us seven ways to Niagara Falls. I mean, this is crazy. Crazy. And so there is a sustained attack going on, and why don't they want us to talk about, there it is, FCC commish. This is a massive power grab, government at its worst. Yeah, that's what's crazy, is even the FCC admits that what Obama's bringing forward as new FCC regulations is a massive power grab. So even the FCC head is against it, but the rest of the board, part of the board, is not. And then FCC will have to do what Congress says, which is the way it's supposed to work. But Congress is just so traitorous, it's crazy. Now, let me just finish up with this, and I'm going to give the number out and take your calls on this issue and a bunch of others. Are you worried about the state of the First Amendment? All over the country, they were arresting people for filming police. Now they're passing laws saying you can't put security cameras on your own property, that it's wiretapping, while the government and Google and everybody else surveil everything we're doing illegally in many cases. They're saying we can't use these technologies to protect ourselves. The system is scared to death of their own Big Brother system. And it's not a monolith. Most people in the government are aware of what's happening and don't like it. But it doesn't matter, because the people running it at the top are bad news. But we need to separate the bad guys at the top from the rank and file in government because they want us all fighting with each other. There's another headline. Dems on FCC move to regulate internet campaigns, blogs, drudge. See more articles on that. That's from 2014. There's a new one out today because now they're having the hearings. And they're mentioning Drudge Report by name. People go, well, I don't care. You know, that guy's got a big website. I don't care. They take him down. I love this grassroots idea that if somebody else gets in trouble, it makes the world better for you. If they can shut down talk radio and if they can shut down the Drudge Report, they can shut everything down. They always go after the biggest dogs. I got a lot of problems with Rush Limbaugh. But, and I'm in direct competition with Rush Limbaugh, but when they were getting rid of his sponsors, I saw an opportunity to support the First Amendment and get advertising for about half off, and we made money running Obama deception ads on Drudge. We spent, what was it, $180,000, $200,000 running Obama deception ads on the Rush Limbaugh show. And the weird thing was Clear Channel called us up a premiere that syndicates it and said, we'll let you run these ads, but we're afraid of campaign finance stuff because it's against Obama, as if it's campaign finance to put a movie out showing how Obama's a big liar and a globalist. And so we had to announce that it was funded by Alex Jones at Infowars.com, which I didn't even try to put my name in the ad because I think that's kind of creepy to go on somebody else's show and advertise yourself. So I was like, oh, throw me in that briar patch. Say it's Alex Jones and Infowars.com. Thank you so much. Absolutely. But see, my instinct is a winner instinct. When they're trying, and they came close to getting Rush Limbaugh canceled, like they did Dr. Laura Schlesinger. They came very close, folks, and a lot of people piled on. It was my idea. Other people piled on. I said, hey, you can buy advertising for less right now. I think it's overpriced most of the time. I'll be quite frank on Limbaugh. And I said, right now you get it for half off. That's not currently. Now it's expensive as it ever was. And I said, everybody needs to pile on and buy up his advertising. That happened. His show sold out. They couldn't sell about 60% of the inventory, I was told at the time, when they were boycotting him. So I just came out in the idea and I said, everybody should just spend money with Rush Limbaugh. Now, I wonder if they're ever trying to bring us down, and I put out an SOS. Anybody come to my aid? Because here's the thing. If they can bring us down, ladies and gentlemen, they can bring you down. That's common sense. We hang together, we hang separate. If they were trying to shut down some liberal publication for garbage reasons, I would. If they had arrested Michael Moore for giving $50,000 in bundling, just like they charged Ken Lay with it and he finally got off because it wasn't illegal, D'Souza doesn't want to fight it for a decade and spend $4 million like or plus like Ken Lay did. Not Ken Lay. It's not Ken Lay was horrible and ran off with Enron. Who's the guy that was the Republican leader out of Texas? I'm having one of those moments today. Who's a congressman, and they persecuted the living daylights out of him, and then he was found not guilty. Is it Tom DeLay? Tom DeLay. Yeah, okay, that's why I said Ken Lay. I don't have teleprompters here, ladies and gentlemen. It's just my memory. And sometimes the easiest names to remember are the hardest, as everybody knows. Now, I've spent a lot of time on this. I want to take your calls on First Amendment attacks. Where do you think the First Amendment and free speech is going? What are you doing to defend it? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The Observer, Drudge Report's linked to this today, out of England, has done a report, and I'm in there about how mega viral InfoWars is and how we reach millions every day. I mean, every day there's news articles about how viral we are consistently and how we can now more and more set news agenda and force things out there to be debated. The system does not like that. That's why they want to shut down talk radio. That's why they want to shut down the Drudge Report. That's why they want to shut down InfoWars. That's why they want to shut down WorldNet Daily. They've been behind the scenes, and Joseph Farah doesn't really want me to talk about it, but harassing the living daylights out of them. You need to understand we're under attack, and that means you're under attack. And how you fight back against that is you realize we're winning. That's why we're under attack, ladies and gentlemen, because we're cleaning the globalist clocks right now. We don't work for special interests. Our special interest is the American people. Our special interest is what's honorable. Our special interest is when men were men and women were women and cars were fast. God, Guts, and Guns, John Wayne. John Wayne and Ronald Reagan. It doesn't mean Ronald Reagan was perfect. It means what Ronald Reagan said, I absolutely agree with. The symbol, the idea is good. Just like the founders had some great ideas. Doesn't mean they ever realized one-tenth of it. Everybody wants to criticize Rand Paul because he's been political a little bit and moved a little more towards the center so he has any chance of winning the presidency. He's out right now saying Hillary's involved with Al-Qaeda and ISIS and that it should be investigated. They better be checking his airplanes for bombs, folks. You know how ballsy that is? I can't imagine what Rand Paul goes through now at his level. I know some of the inside baseball, and let me tell you, it ain't fun. But we're here doing this because we care about freedom. We want you to get a fair shake. We want a fair shake. And I take these attacks as an opportunity. And this is just one that I'm mentioning. I mean, look at this fraudulently filed copyright claim. And it may not even be this group. It may be someone else fraudulently doing it in their name. Because I don't want to just sit here and say things about people. I want to be careful about it. But imagine, our website would be shut down. It says, photo of child killed at Sandy Hook shows of a Pakistan school shooting. I mean, we're not even saying in that headline that children weren't killed. We get criticized for trying to be open about this because we can't prove it one way or the other. So they take down our video, photo of child killed at Sandy Hook, shows a Pakistan school shooting. David Knight shows, we're going to show the video next hour, play it. BBC articles and BBC news stills and different rallies showing this guy's son, Lenny Posner. You'd think Lenny, if this is really him filing this from the Honor Network, would want to know why they're showing his son in Pakistan. Why don't you call them? Why don't you call the BBC? Let me see. Did you put a copyright claim out on the BBC because they showed rallies showing your son's picture in Pakistan that was reportedly killed at Sandy Hook? I mean, that's what the Sandy Hookers, that are out there that are upset about people that see blue screens with CIA operative Anderson Cooper's nose disappearing and circles of people going in and out of the building. It looks like a Hollywood production. And then guys in the woods that are grabbed in camo. And the media says they weren't there. It turns out they were. And they're an anti-terror force. I mean, and school experts say this is impossible. I mean, I don't know. For heaven's sakes, I'm sad for your son. Regardless. Whatever's going on here, but you want to get rid of our free speech, that's outrageous. And this is what they always push. Turn your guns in. It's for the children. Turn your First Amendment in. It's for the children. Don't ask why you have multiple videos of CNN reporters' noses disappearing, and you can see that it's a video in the background with the flowers blowing, where they then blow again from the same position. I mean, we got green screen here, folks. We know what it looks like. I run a TV studio. 20 years on air, folks. We know what we're talking about. We don't know what's going on. We just know it doesn't look right. So frustrating. This is amazing. The claimant is the HONR Network, Lenny Posner. HONRnetwork@gmail.com. And then they say the claimant is Fox, W-E-B-E-N, Enforcement, Web Enforcement, at Fox.com. So television episode has no title. They don't claim what it is they showed that was theirs. So are they partnered with Fox in this fraud against the First Amendment? Or is someone else filing this and Posner's not involved and Fox isn't involved? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And if we try to upload this video today for you to see it, they'll hit us with more of these and take the channel down for sure. So until I filed and stated that this is fraudulent, we won't even put this up on YouTube. That's the way these people operate. This is newsworthy that the Sandy Hook organization, one of the dominant organizations, and these families have been used to push gun control, you name it, is now not just going after the Second Amendment, they're now going after the First Amendment. What do you make of that? I mean, I guess, should I just shut up forever and never, and just quit my show? I mean, is that what you're saying? Or if I want to do a report on Wells Fargo Bank laundering drug money. That was in Bloomberg. If I go stand across the street from Wells Fargo, will they claim it's... Oh, I had the Federal Reserve of San Antonio 3 years ago when we had an In the Fed rally out in front of it. I forgot. I had them claim a copyright, claiming that their building was their copyrighted material, and I couldn't show it. Of course, that was overturned. You people are out of your minds. We're going to go to Mercedes, Brenton, Terry, Brian, Nathan, and others. I'll tell you this. The system wants us shut down. They're attacking us at every level because we are having a huge effect. Spread the word about the broadcast. Send out links to the free podcasts and videos. And appreciate everything that's out there because it may not be there tomorrow if we don't win this level of the fight. Because the system is coming in down with both feet against the First Amendment and every other basic right as well. But it's the First Amendment for a reason. And the way you vote for the First Amendment is supporting it, defending it, spreading the word about those that are under attack that tell the truth, and buying the products. We are not funded by government or big corporations. We are funded by viewers and listeners like you that purchase the high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, who get the Molon Lave t-shirts. Yes, we'll wear our shirts, promote the Second Amendment, and we will never turn them in. All of us have to be walking billboards for liberty. That's how you fight back to these authoritarians and censors. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free. They can answer your questions and take your orders. 888-253-3139. Stay with us. Your calls are coming up.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kit. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, deliver to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com, at Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The dinosaur. dinosaur media is in deep trouble. Brian Williams leading the pack down the toilet. But if you go to this Honor Network that reportedly has filed this claim trying to take down our YouTube channel, and they have taken down the video and suspended some of our rights while we're, quote, under investigation, they say on their website they will use every means necessary to shut down, to bring awareness to hoaxers' activity, and to criminally and or civilly prosecute those who wittingly and publicly defame, harass, and emotionally abuse the victims of high-profile tragedies. That means questioning any tragedy is abuse. And that's what they're pushing in the EU, where you can't criticize anything. No more free speech. Of high-profile tragedies and or family members. We intend to hold such abusers personally accountable for their actions in whatever capacity the law allows. Well, you better look into what happened to Rite Haven and other groups that have gone down this road. I mean, I'm sorry that you don't want us to show BBC showing your son at rallies of dead children in Pakistan. We just are saying something's going on here. And we're sorry that, you know, the First Amendment is so upsetting. We're going to be investigating this. We're going to be looking into this. We're going to be countering this. And we're going to be dealing with this. And I tell you, it has been just an ongoing issue that even amongst my own reporters, there's different views on this. And they're all well-balanced, researched, serious questions. Because we have a government and a corporate system that engages in hoax after hoax after hoax. So we have to look at everything as if it could be a hoax. And I'm sorry. But that's what happens when the system loses all credibility. I mean, look at these headlines right here out of the New York Times today. We're going to start the next hour and go right to your calls. Brian Williams scandal prompts frantic efforts at NBC to curb rising damage. Well, just sue or shut down anybody that says Brian Williams' name. Copyright his name and no one's allowed to say it. Brian Williams, $10. Brian Williams, $20. Brian Williams, $30. You can't do that. But now this group, the Honor Group, says they're copywriting names and we can't say them. I guess they'll go to our web providers and claim, well, you're just going to get sued. You're going to lose. I mean, there's no debating it. I've got course of action right now if this group stands up and says, indeed, they did this. I don't want to do that. Just like Jesse Ventura didn't want to go after Chris Kyle and win in court. But we got you. And you want to attack us for saying it's a hoax when our reporters are investigating it and are on two different ends of the spectrum? We are allowed to investigate, and we will investigate. And the question is, why don't you want this investigated? Within NBC, an intense debate over whether to fire Brian Williams, Washington Post. Why some in NBC view Brian Williams' suspension as an exit strategy. Global cooling makes the East some of the best snowing on record, North Jersey reports. Doesn't matter. Al Gore said they'd be snow-free by last year. The New York Times said that as well in the East. Snow-free. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm hurting Al Gore, talking bad about him. I shouldn't do that. Better shut this video down, too. Shouldn't call Al Gore a big fat liar. See, if Al Gore wants to go sue me and prove that he's not a big fat liar in defamation, go ahead and do it, buddy. I've done it twice before and won. Not because I like to sue people, but because sometimes it has to be done. I never got around to suing MSNBC for saying that I influenced the Boston Bombers. But you know what? They're so discredited, that's just a badge of honor that they did that. All right, we'll also get to this war authorization for Obama that Ron Paul says is a blank check for war worldwide, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.